Boxing Championship of the Netherworld! Give me a break. At least till the fight's over. Pay up now or you're getting the boot! Would you take a check? I guess not.
Beetlejuice, are you alright?
Hey, just checking the mail, babes. You read it. I've been repossessed too many times.
Beetlejuice, this isn't an eviction notice. It's a letter from your Auntie M in Deadwood, Oklahoma.
Who? Oh, yeah, yeah. What does she want?
Your Uncle Wart, once removed, kicked the bucket. And because of some trouble, your Auntie M can't live on the farm anymore. You've just inherited a very profitable dairy farm.
Profitable? I don't need this dingy little dump anymore. Liz, you know what this means?
I wonder what she meant by some trouble.
As I was saying, I'm the Netherworld's biggest dairy heir.
You can say that again.
I'm gonna live rent-free and retire. I'm on a roll.
Yeah!
You can't enter these here parts if you ain't dressed proper, Miss Lydia.
Beetlejuice, this dress is a little tight.
Of course it is.
Very funny.
Glad I got a car with serious horsepower. Yeah! Miles to Deadwood. Eat, drink, and be scary. In the breadbasket of the Netherworld. Sounds like my kind of place.
I've always said you were a basket case.
Yeah!
Cornfield!
An NEM's dairy farm.
What's that?
Lake Milkatonka, the biggest drink this side of the messy, sloppy river. What a great place to be rich!
Stupid sodbusters. This'll ride them out of town.
Oh! It's a cyclone! Hit the broad side of a barn. You all right, Liz?
I've been better. Is this your aunt's farm?
Yep, but I gotta warn you, babe. She's a real cow.
Beetlejuice, that's not a nice thing to say.
Hey, Beetlejuice.
Huh? Beetlejuice, if your aunt is a cow, then...
Ah, it's a crazy neither world, eh, Lydia? N.E.M., you old hoof fiend head, how are you? This is my friend Lydia.
Hello.
Howdy. Welcome to the family farm. Beetlejuice, if you want to move in, you need to sign this here land deed. You know, farm's been too much to handle, what with all the cyclones and such. So I'm taking the next cattle train out, eh?
How will you get by?
Oh, Beetlejuice will send me part of the money he makes from the farm, you know.
Sure! Yeah, right.
I never planned on moving after being here most of my life. It almost seems like someone's trying to drive me out. You know.
Yeah, we know!
Don't worry. We'll take good care of the farm, and maybe you can come and visit.
I'd steer clear of this place if I were you. Been some strange goings on lately. If you want to, you can sell your land to a big-time company up the road a piece. They're a tough bunch. The word is, they pay good. Pay?
Ooh. We're really not interested in selling Auntie Anne's farm, no matter what the price.
There are farms all around here. Maybe I can sell some of those.
Stay out, you stinking skunk.
Town skunk. Can't have a western without one. Say, pal, there wouldn't be any landowners around here, would there?
Why, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't see y'all standing there. What's your name?
Lydia.
Can you spell it?
Sure. L-Y-D-I-A.
Well, hot dog! Boys, we got ourselves a new school marm. Spells her own name and everything. Now, everybody get your kids. The new school marm's here. Name's Lydia.
That's Lydia, and I'm not the school marm. Beetlejuice, do something.
Okay. How much are you willing to pay her?
Beetlejuice! What happened to the old school marm?
That was number 38. Don't think we ever found that one.
Beetlejuice!
Tired of roasting in the sun all day?
Well, yeah!
Making bacon's so tough, there's no time for the afterlife simple pleasures.
You bet.
Are you ever afraid that a huge company will come and suck the last plug nickel out of this one-horse town and leave all of you high and dry?
Well,
you gotta trust me, fellas. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Sign your land over to me and I'll manage it just like I'm doing for my dear old Auntie M. You still get all the profits. Except for a little here and there, and you won't do any of the work. Do we have a deal or what?
Oh, that's some sweet talking, stranger. It's about time someone put a little life into this town.
Well, I'm
Daddy?
I say we give it a try.
Now, hold on just a darn blasted minute. How do we know you're not going to turn around and sell our land to that company up the road?
Because you're gullible.
What's that gullible mean, Grandpa?
I don't rightly know, but he looks like he means what he said. I trust a man that can speak his mind. If he says we're gullible, then by gum, we are. And we better do what he says.
Where the fast-talking, high-polluting wrangling like you come from?
Well, I was supposed to go look in on the new school, Marm. She
can take care of herself, can we?
Okay, let's try it again. Kids! Kids! I have to get some help. I'll only tell you the Billy the Kid story again if you stay here and behave yourselves.
Having trouble with the kids, Miss Lydia?
Do you sell small corrals here?
I don't have a corral, but by gummy, I'll set you up with a length of fence. It's the big enchilada. Back off, bean brain.
You're still here. I was sure you'd changed your mind about selling the store.
I ain't changed my mind about nothing. No overcooked whippersnapper is gonna drive me off my land.
I told you I'm staking this claim.
Take your beef somewheres else, enchilada. No sale.
You're going against my grain, Grandpa.
Let him go, or I'll have you for lunch. I'll bet you're the one behind those cycle loans. It's not right to take land you don't own.
That's right. It belongs to that Beetlejuice fella.
Beetlejuice?
Right out of here now, or we'll carry you out in a doggy bag.
I'm gonna have this town on a silver platter before I'm through. One of my gunfighters is gonna lunch on this Beetlejuice at high noon.
You have to warn Beetlejuice. Hurry!
Nothing like beetles and beans. Topped off with rotten apple pie a la Grode. I love owning this town.
Mr. Beetlejuice! Dangerous gunfighters is coming for you at high noon. You gotta get out of here.
Hey, kid. I own this town. No gunfighters can scare off the ghost with the most.
Wow! You're a real hero.
Of course I am, kid. Besides, I got all these guys to back me up.
It's high noon!
It's Jesse Germs, the toughest, gunfightin'est, bushwhackin'est, cattle rottenest, card sharpness, cutthroatest.
All right already!
Bounty hunter! In the West.
Spurs. Makes it real hard to sneak up on a man. I'm looking for Beetlejuice.
Germs, he's always plaguing me. Who sent ya?
Don't matter who. Only matters how much.
Ha! Like I got a price on my head.
Appears that you do.
Meal out of you.
That's right, Mr. Beetlejuice. I knew you were a real hero. I knew you could stop Jesse Germs. I knew...
Out of my way, kid. This isn't gonna be pretty. Huh? This price on my head's loosening my juice.
Dead or deader, it's up to you.
Great choice. Hey, Typhus Tongue. Why didn't your employer just come and get me himself?
He tried. Seems he ran into a Miss Lydia.
Lydia?
Yep. Toughest school mom in the territory.
There! And stay in there until this trouble's over.
What are you figuring us doing, Miss Lydia?
The only way we can fight the big enchilada is by sticking together.
Why, I thought Beetlejuice was taking care of all this. We gave him all our darn blasted land, and he's up and left.
No, he hasn't. He wouldn't do that. I don't think.
Jesse Drum's got Mr. Beetlejuice. Rode out of town with him. I know where all the bad guys camp out. Ooh! Beetlejuice is in trouble. Let's go! Yeah! Whoa!
Home of the strange.
Mr. Beetlejuice!
Huh?
Mr. Beetlejuice! Shh!
Beetlejuice, what's happened to you?
I get a price on my head, and I'm all out of juice.
The big enchilada put the price on your head because he wants you to sell him all the land deeds.
That's right. Only it was Jesse Drum, and I saw it, and Mr. Beetlejuice stood up to him, and...
Kid, if you don't shut up, I'll...
Leaving without paying the check? Fork over the land deeds, and I'll let you go without stirring up any more trouble.
Why do you want all this land anyway?
Oil.
You mean there's more crude in these hills than in me? Black coal? Texas tea?
No, cooking oil.
So what's it worth to you?
Don't, Beetlejuice. It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. Now it's right.
Beetlejuice? Why'd you sell out on everyone?
Dave, come on. Frontier life is tough. It's kind of their job to move along, clear more land, and live the hardest life possible.
It is not. They've worked this land most of their lives, and now they'll be thrown off of it.
Mr. Beetlejuice, Miss Lydia, you gotta help. The big enchilada says it's Hid Valley now, and if we don't leave, he's gonna open Lake Milkatonka Dam and flood us all out of here.
We'd love to help you, kid, but we're out of here.
Oh, no, we're not. Where is everybody?
Over by Greenfuzz Cornfield. You gotta come quick.
Yep. Put that one on the end and the next one goes on top of it. Beetlejuice, Miss Lydia, we knew you'd come. That enchilada fella rode into town this morning and told us to vamoose. Claimed he had our land deeds.
But we know it's a lie, because you have them, right, Beetlejuice?
Well,
Of course he's got him. He'd never let us down. He's a hero, and heroes gotta have plans that they can't tell you about. I bet Mr. Beetlejuice is working on a plan right now to...
Will you help us build this levee? This land is my land. I lived here near all my life. And even if he floods the whole country till there's nothing left, we're gonna stay and fight.
Why?
Because we're the Sultan of the Earth.
And we'll fight till the cows come home.
We heard there was trouble and come to help you out. That's just the way we retired pioneer types are. Wouldn't want you to think we were cowards, you know.
See, babes, they have all the help they need. Let's get out of here before they ask us to join in.
I'm not leaving, Beetlejuice.
Okay, suit yourself. But don't expect me to do any work. Come on, Doomy.
Well?
I guess I'll just walk back to the roadhouse by myself, then. Trying to make me feel guilty. Ah, let them get flooded out. Crying over spilled milk. If they think...
Thought you'd stop us, did you, tough guy?
Actually, I was sneaking away. Want to make something of it?
How does it feel to sell so many people down the river?
Have a look.
It won't be there in a minute, thanks to you.
If these guys don't shut up, they're gonna make me do something... noble! Hey, you refugees from a landfill! My friends are down there!
Want to try to buy their safety, punk?
I'm always looking for a good deal.
There are some things you can't put a price on. It's gone! You're not going to turn my friends into a bunch of milksops. It's showtime! Yuck! Well, as long as I'm eating right, I better clean my plate. Hey!
No!
Bad news.
Oh, no.
By gum! It held!
But who diverted most of the milk?
I'd know that sound anywhere. Beetlejuice, you stopped the flood and saved the town.
I don't spread it around. They'll think I like them or something, and then they'll want us to hang around.
Then give them back their land deeds and the money, and let's hit the trail.
We don't want him to give back our land. He's the best land manager we ever had,
see?
He would. But now that Auntie M's back, he's got to do some managing somewhere else. Beetlejuice.
I don't know how to thank you, hey?
I told everybody you had a plan. It's just that you're a hero, and heroes can't ever tell their plans because they have to wait till the last second to save everybody. How did you get to be a hero, Mr. Beetlejuice? I'd like to be a hero just like you when I grow up. Can you teach me to be a hero like you?
Right.
Mr. Beetlejuice, it'll be real easy. See, I know all about heroes. I know what they
want. Hi-yo, Jumi! Away!
Beetlejuice, come back!
Not for all the butts in my brain!
Yeah!